Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 29th, 2016. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Chioneso Jani, and we're continuing with the discussion on the introduction of the bond note.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to contribute tonight, give us your views and call this number again on 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on our websites. The platforms are www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandebele.com. The introduction of bond notes yesterday continued to get mixed views today, with critics saying they are a very bad idea. But the government is pushing back, saying the new currency will help stem cash shortages and stabilize Zimbabwe's fragile economy.
Some activists have lined up marches against the new currency tomorrow and Friday. As the notes continue to circulate, we would like to hear about your experiences that you have experienced since the introduction of the bond notes.
Linjani, Zulugandaba, Sia Libulisa, Sia Libingelela, Hemakumbini Womane, Womsava, Lamsanje, Indaba, Ese Kutuini, njengoba sesishilo ke lutaba lwemali entsha, imali ebizwa ngama-bond notes ayona ethulwe libhanga elikhulu elereserve izolo. Imali le bakhona bayamukele ngenjabulo, bakhona abayisolayo, abathi uhulumende lapha sezama okubulala umnotho wona ovele ubhidlikile. Uthi bathi hayi, uhulumende lapha secobodisa ngempela. Imali le ifike izolo, lamhlanje ke batshone beyisebenzisa abantu, litshone liyisebenzisa lina. Ngakho ke sifuna ukuzwa kini ukubana kuhamba njani, bayayamukela yini ezitolo, kanje kambe ilesi sindo esilingana ledola leMelika yini, njengokutsho kukahulumende. Izolo besike sezwa kuthiwa ekwethulweni kwayo zikhona izitolo labanye bamabhizimusi abake bayala ukuya ukwamukela limali. Sifuna ke ukuze ukubana kuhamba njani lamhlanje. Vatereri kumugamuchira ukumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidigi, asi nasi nau iri mudariro apa inyaya yakanangana nemunhu wese, kwete vechidigi chete inyaya yema bond notes ayo akatanga kushandiswa munyika nezuro. Toda kuziva kunza kubva kwamuri kuti muri kuishandisawo mari isei, yakuwanikwa here mari kana muchida kuwithdraw mari dzenyu mumabhanga, uyezve yakaenzana here nedora reamerica, sekutaura kwehurumende iri kuti mari yemabond notes iri kuita 1:1 ne US dollar. Naizvozvo tiri dzirei runhare tinzwe kuti muri kuzvionawo sei pamashandisiro amuri kuita, pane zvimingampini here zvamuri kusangana nazvo chero kupi kwamuri.
It's been very interesting, Tunga, what people have been saying concerning the Bon notes. You know, now that they are in circulation, there has been a lot of mixed feelings. Kuti, you know, with what's been happening, some shops yesterday were a bit skeptic about receiving the Bon notes until they had the security features released.
Indeed, the notes that were released yesterday, we saw the release of the $2. We saw the adverts being flighted about the $5 note, but I don't think it's in circulation yet. But we also saw the introduction of a $1 coin, something that became a surprise to many people who were not informed about that. Nevertheless, the big story is the bond notes are now in circulation. As we said earlier, some people from the civil society organization say they will march, they will demonstrate tomorrow and on Friday, including the Jamuga and the ZCTU demonstrating against these bond notes. We have our first guest on the line, and that's a man who needs no introduction. That's Jim Kunaga of ZANU-PF, a man that we have hosted several times on our show. Jim Kunaga, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Yes, how are you, sir?
We are good, Mr. Kunaga. Let's get straight into it. Tell us the situation in Harare about the cash shortages. Is there any improvement now given the introduction of this new currency?
Yeah, I think the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has done a very good job. Since today, people had managed to access their funds. The money has started circulating now.
But how much are people able to withdraw from banks, Mr. Kunaga? Because we understand you cannot withdraw more than $100.
Yeah, of course. You know,
that's quintessential Jim Kunaga phone. Every time he comes on network, the network has other ideas. But we'll be trying shortly to reconnect with Kunaga. Okwamanje silo mnumzana Gifty Siziba owenhlanganiso yeta Jamuga. Mnumzana Siziba, siyakwamukela uhle.
Yebo, sawubona baba, kunjani? Sanibona balaleli.
Ye, hayi siyaphila, unjani lawo?
Hayi, mina ngaphila, ngibona amabhondi nethi lawa.
Ye, akusichazele unjani umumo, sokulobubelo yini kudaba lokusilela kwemali?
Amabhondi nothi abuyileyo zange ngathi mina aluqede udubo olukhono lemali ngoba abantu belokhu behluleka ke ukuthola imali emabhanga. Lokho ngoba uhulumende te abantu bethatha izimali ezingadluli $100. So lokho kufanana nalokho bekukhona amabhondi angabekhona.
Uke wazama yini ukuthatha imali ebhanga Siziba, njalo uvunyelwe ukuthatha malini?
Ye, ebhanga bavumela ukuthatha imali $100 le ababe kufakela khona amabhondi phakathi kwemali yakhona, njalo futhi bengavumeli ukubana uyenze imali ukuthatha imali edlula $100 ngelanga linye. So lokhu kwenzakala ivinkwamaye amabhanga enkulu abanye amabhanga lokhu aku-$50 abavumeli ukubana abantu bethathe imali edlula $50 ngelanga.
Now, with this march that is going on with Tajamuka, what are you hoping to achieve now that the new currency is out, Mr. Gift?
Yeah, most fundamentally for us is to speak out as young people, to exercise our democratic right, to display our displeasure on the incompetence by the central bank led by John Iscariot Mangujika. So the demonstration is critically an agenda to display how as young people we continuously reject the injection of the bond notes into this government's economy, because we believe this is a Ponzi scheme that is illegitimate, one. Number two, it is a scheme that is not favorable with the economic calamity that is facing the country. Number three, as young people, we believe that formal legal procedures were not taken to put this paper as a legal tender. Number four, mm-hmm. the government policies are no longer trusted by the people. Money is an issue of confidence. The people have no confidence in this paper. So we don't want the young people who are living so close to our history. That was the 2008 hyperinflation period. So we cannot be taken aback by this government through John Iscariot Mangujika. For us young people is to continuously demonstrate and show that we cannot, as young people, keep quiet and be silent while there is the greatest economic scandal that is being committed by an illegitimate government, unfortunately led by the 93-year-old Robert Capri Mugabe.
Asi va siziva pane vari ku magamuchira nemufaro mabond notes aya vari kuti imimi vetajamuka nevamwe vari kupikisa nyaya iyi hamuzi kuziva zvamuri kuita. Ndimboverenga tsamba yatumirwa namukoma Tapiwa Masocha. Vari kushora zvikuru Studio 7 apa vari kuti sei imi muchingotinyangadza nezvekungoti mabhondi imi veStudio 7. Ndimi munotivhiringira zvinhu munyika yedu. Muri kuti chiine mashoko aya vasiziva?
First and foremost, ndoda kunyatsotenda wasenda message, because ndiwo anonzi makodzero. He or she is exercising his or her fundamental right to express herself. But what is more critical is that we have spoken before that these bond notes are going to destroy this country's economy. And after all, 200 million, if you do mathematics, it won't be able to sustain this economic and monetary problem that we are facing. So it remains an evergreen subject. For me, it is an issue that we cannot run away from, because vanofanira kuziva kuti uyu kubirwa mari kuri kuitwa nehurumende. Saka ndosaka tichiti tikugara panyaya iyoyo, nekuti we have a feeling that this is going to destroy our economy and take us back to the Stone Age economics. So if that sender is not a worker from the state, we have done so clearly on the basis of our conscience. But we don't have a problem when the crisis comes to indulge in an undeniable pleasure and satisfaction of we told you so.
Qhube kubambile mnumzana siziva sithathe umlaleli lapha umoyo rishavane kunjani mnumzana moyo hayi siyaphila kunjani yebo moyo siyakuzwa kunjani ezisaba ezishavane
hayi ndiyachisa izulu liyaiqeka zvakanje zvakaidini.
Yebakithi, hayi lingalahli themba liza kuna lisendleleni.
Yebo.
Ye, yineselitshaya ngamabhondi lapha moya.
Ya, amabhondi ngibona zani abantu bengazikhathazi kakhulu. Into ekhona ngeyokuthi khona andiyawazi ukuthi ezintwini umzenzi kakhalelwa.
Mhm.
Hallo.
Yebo silalele mo.
Yebo akhalele ni government. Yeah, i government yona ikuza backfire kuphela, mara the bottom line kukuza bakhathaza ngoba thina lo singaze sikhulume abantu bangona honda ndokayiphi njalo angiboni mina angasebenza lama industry kuma company ngikuzethit we have always trying to alert them about the danger of the implementation of other policies could be a backfire njalo into engiyibona kakhulukazi bona ukuthi nje that 200 million user yabazaba beyithatha as a youth thina besineka ama-bond note silusize ebantu laba abahoda laba besila ngu-oda lokuthengi this is where the impact is going to affect our citizens. So, but however, the bottom line, you would know, they will regret. When I was very that probably was a matri so that they can hear the side of the public. But they didn't do that one. Wapongu for selling. So, mina ngwami ngwazi kwami experience engilaye ngeZimbabwe. Ama policies abo, they don't go anywhere. Kuna ever seen the bona ngwawo. So
uthi ngubamba umlomo umoyo uthi wena imali le iza backfire kuza ijikela yoni government kuya backfire njani
ya ukuthi backfire ngisho andile ukuthi isikhathi is already isebeqalisile kuyireta ukuyireta kono kuyana uthi ukuthi kona ama exchange the Peru as a florisha oyabe le yusa uyabe sengumuntu onguye oyabe sele mali into ekhona ukuthi iza kuya ekuchabalaleni kuphela imali na leya uyabona ke
hayi siyakuzwa siyakubona mo
that is the backfire engisho the main one ukuthi khona there's no positive result that is going to come out from the bond note.
Hayi
zamanekithi ngiyabonga ke ngazama isikhathi esiningi ukuthi ngibe breakthrough kulamanye ama issues eliyabe liyadiscussa especially concerning management politics la njengomuntu wakayo wabasempini then wayezi-political I always see it ukuthi lapho abantu baya ngathi bayaziyela egotini.
Aha, hayi, sesilalo ucingo lwakho moyo, siza kutshayela ucingo sixoxe ngezinye indaba.
Kulungile baba.
Okay, siyabonga abo bangabari ba moyo. Kuzvishavane mischi vangavachitivo. Zvaitwa nehurumende izvika, regai muone zvicha backfire, hurumende ichamhanya, ichange yaku you know chema nekuti haiwa zvayaita izvi hazvina kana maturo avo ndiva moyo vachitaura vari kuzvishavani.
Okay, but I have a letter from Munyaradzi Kuchicha who says bond notes are good and but I can see people going to the bank and putting US dollars under their pillows and buying locally with the bond notes. So some of these questions come again about what others were saying, that they have so many fears, so they'd rather hide their US dollars and continue using the bond notes and keep them in circulation. So we hear also right now at 4th Street at the Rank that there is yesterday and on the release of the bond notes that there were four, it was about one US dollar is to 13 bond notes. That is the exchange rate in terms of unofficial exchange rate when it's supposed to be 1:1 according to the RBZ, so Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. So, I mean, there's just a lot of things going on. And for those going to South Africa, they're also using, they've also been doing an unofficial rate of $1 to 10 rands. One bond note is to 10, one rand is to 10 bond notes. So that's something else as well.
Which brings us to the sobering reality that you don't create a creature and say, you know, and equate it to the US dollar. You simply don't create your own currency and then determine its market value and say it's equal to the US dollar. That's not for you to say. It's for the markets. Joining us now is an economist to help us tackle this issue. And that's Dr. Edwin Moyo, who is domiciled here in the United States. Dr. Moyo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tundamili. How are you?
We are doing great. And how are you doing?
I think I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Good. We are talking bond notes. As an economist, can you help us understand this logic? So the government tries to tackle the cash shortages in the country. It creates something that it calls the bond notes, which are now in circulation. Then it says we are going to determine its value. It's going to be 1:1 compared to the U.S. dollar. Is that feasible? Is that practical?
Well, I think it's practical in the sense that Zimbabwe is already using U.S. dollar. And when it introduces some bond notes that equate to a U.S. dollar as to 1:1, you are right, it's its own creation. But again, that's only on the domestic front. That bond is only domesticated in Zimbabwe, and it has nothing to do with the dynamics of the economy. Now, let's perhaps to have a background as to why Zimbabwe is doing this. I'm just assuming from a logical point of view. The Zimbabwe, we all know we don't have Zimbabwe money. There is no currency for Zimbabwe. All the currencies that have been exchanging in Zimbabwe are all foreign. South African rand, we used Botswana, and the British pound, and of course the U.S. dollar. That in itself, it puts you in a situation where everything that comes, you take. There is nothing that you own. That, as said, Zimbabwe is in a really tight situation with the economy on the doldrums. So it had to make shift to make things work for its people. Now, I think the big question is it helping the people of Zimbabwe? In a way, yes, because it's hard to get the U.S. dollar in circulation, number one. I'm assuming the bonds will be easy to get relative to the U.S. dollar. But again, that's only in Zimbabwe, nowhere else. I don't know if I have
Partly, because even the bond note is not that readily available. They are saying you can only withdraw a certain amount per week, which really doesn't make sense to many people who thought the main objective was to stem the currency crunch that Zimbabwe has been grappling with for the longest period.
Right. Are we to speak in English only?
Lange siNdebele baba, lange siShona.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Kuyahlupha babantu ngamili ngoba anti uyabona ukuthi number one, economy yeZimbabwe vele kayenzi kuhle. Siyakubona ukuthi ivele yona ayikho wothi ngisho njalo. Ngisitsho njalo ngisithi kayikho ngenxa yokuthi akula mali. We don't have money eyethu. Now, that said, asinanzeleleni ukuthi khonokhu okucreata i-bond kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe bevakatshele iZimbabwe abazakwenza nxa befika ekhaya ukuthi bathenge amabhondi lana ku-black market, ngoba ema-banks angithi njengoba sitsho ukuthi with a limitation of withdrawals. So we are creating ama black market amabili. I black market yama bond, then I black market yama US dollar. Lava abafuna ukuthi batholi US dollar baye ngaphandle ukuze bayisebenzise. Ngoba I bond angithi is only for Zimbabwe. But then bese kusiba lalaba abavela ngaphandle njengoba kuyisikhathi sekhisimusi sisiza nje ababefuna ama-bond. So bayebethenga ama-bond just to use it because they won't need it after their stay as Zimbabwe. I think everybody is going to do that, and that's the unfortunate situation. Now, what the government has been trying to do to avoid depletion of the US dollar in circulation, which really they are not going to do. If for anything, it's going to get worse because abantu, they are going to hold their US dollars. They are not going to use them at all. Knowing very well, ukuthi in case they want to go outside, buy water, kumbe kuse Botswana, buy water, kumbe kuse Zambia, buy water, kumbe kuse Mozambique, South Africa, they won't be able to access the US dollar, which they can exchange over there when they go there.
Mhm. Qhubeka ubambile khonapho, Dokotela Moyo, sithathe umlaleli lapha Miss Chidi ne Mterere.
Yes, Mr. Piri. Mr. Piri?
Yeah,
ndilebo. Kanjani?
Ngishe makabira tere.
Aiwa, tino fara. Tipe pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pema bond notes.
Maonero angu. I think ndo maonero evanhu vakawanda. Unoona vatete nyaya yakuitika kuZimbabwe parechinezi, I think hurumende yedu yapererwa kwava kungovawo kutsvaga uta nemugate. Munoona izvezvi vari kutaura kuti bond note ne US dollar is 1:1. Isusu muno muZimbabwe hatina chedu chatinoti ichi ndo chedu. Like as it is right now, muma shops everything is there. Zvinhu izvozvo zviri muma shops zviri kubva kuSouth Africa, zviri kubva kuBotswana, zviri kubva kuMozambique, zviri kubva kuZambia. Yes, vanhu vari kutenga zvinhu izvozvo, they are using ma bond notes kutora zvinhu kubva kuma shops kuendesa kudzimba dzavo. Kana zviri muma shops zvakapera, ava ma wholesalers avo vachada kunotora zvinhu kubva kuSouth Africa kuti vauye kuzotengesa kusouth kuZimbabwe. How are they going to bring magroceries kuZimbabwe?
Mm-hmm. Saka zvamuri kuonawo kana muchipinda mumashopu apa muchitenga zvinhu vapiri, exchange rate yacho inoita 1:1 here sekutaura kwehurumende.
Alright, inini mabond notes ayabuda nezuro ndiri kuno kuSouth Africa, but as I'm talking to you right now, I'm on my way back to Zimbabwe. But inini I don't see that mabond notes kushanda kwavo, nekuda kwekuti isusu chedu chatinacho muZimbabwe, to be honest, we've got nothing. Makambani chaiwo aigadzira matishu takavhara. So kuti tiwane tishu muZimbabwe, we have to import from South Africa. Kuti tiwane matches chaiyo kamoteka kanobata moto kaya tinototora kuSouth Africa. Cooking oil, everything, chese chatinoti basic commodity.
Chero mazai chaiyo tinoma order from South Africa.
You see now. So iwewe manje kana uriwe ngatimbotora kuti ndiwe mahomadhimusa wanotora grocery rako, kana kuti ndiwe chopis wanotora grocery rako urushopuraiti kuno kuSouth Africa waunza muZimbabwe. Iwewe vanhu votora zvinhu izvozvo votenga at bond note. Bond note racho wori puwa. How are you going to access another grocery back to Zimbabwe? Just because the bond note is only a value in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Piri, what are you doing right now? Are you on business? Mukuite kana muchienda ku South Africa muchidzoka? What is it that you're doing right now?
I'm doing business.
What kind of business?
Buying and selling.
Okay, so you are feeling the impact right now.
Exactly. Just because as I'm talking to you, I've got my commodities that I'm taking to Zimbabwe. And I'm confused. How am I going to sell those things? Okay, even if I can sell them, getting the bond note, how am I going to get the dollar? Where am I going to get the dollar to or rand to go and buy some more things? I'm actually stuck.
Okay. Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Phiri. Tinomushuvira rombo rakanaka pakuita business renyu. Coming back to you, Dr. Moyo, I have a basic question, going back to my point earlier. Whose mandate it is, or rather is it, to determine the value of a currency vis-a-vis the U.S. dollar? Ngumlando kahulumende, is it the government, is it the markets?
From an economic point of view, Ntungamili, the market is supposed to determine the strength of any currency. Anywhere in the world, EUS, as much as it's so much wanted around the world, it's because of its strength, which is well-received around the world. Now, for the Zimbabwe government to fine-tune the bond note to say it equates to the U.S. dollar, it's really a deceitful kind of a move that is supposed to, you know, to lower the tempers within the Zimbabwe community. That, because people are aware, they see why the government has done that, just to let the people get something to be buying and selling within Zimbabwe. But again, I think the last speaker said it very well, and he's the gentleman that's on the market. Eventually, he has his goods coming back from South Africa going to Zimbabwe. And now he has to fight within himself as to what currency he's going to sell his wares. Obviously, he wants the currency that's going to give him more enough so he can go back again and buy stuff to come back and sell. Now, those are the people that are mostly affected, the business people that buy and sell outside Zimbabwe and inside Zimbabwe. So coming back to your question, definitely the market should determine the strength of the currency.
Uh-huh. And following up to that, ngaphandle kwe euro le British pound, mhlawumbe lezinye imali engazaziyo ezingaba ziqine ukwedlula idola lemelika, zikhona yini imali mhlawu ikhona yini imali iloba ngeliphi ilizwe emhlabeni jikelele a trader 1:1 le US dollar oyazi?
Ningazi kathesi, I didn't check today or perhaps yesterday. Izimali ezi-strong at the moment, world market. I know the Canadian dollar is strong. It was coming down. And then euro was much stronger. I'm not sure if exactly as to 1:1. It's probably a little higher. So angikavilayo a trader 1:1. You see, the thing is, the U.S. has stabilized over the years, and that's why it's taken internationally as the mostly circulated currency in the world. It's because of that trustworthiness, and people have great confidence in it.
Mm-hmm. Well said, the Dokotela Moyo. Kubege, ubambile konapo, Dr. Edwin Moyo is an economist, and he's domiciled here in the United States. One of our three guests, but unfortunately, our other guest, Jim Kunaga of ZANU PF and Gift Siziba of the Tajamuga movement. We are trying to reconnect them because the network in Zimbabwe is very, very bad. But we have a caller on the line, Ms. Chi.
Hello, Tongai from Botswana. Tongai Sibanda.
Hello.
Muri right here.
Ndiripo zviri sei?
Tiri kufara. Tude, tipe mafungiro enyu pamusoro pebondi.
Ya, no, mafungiro angu ndekuti bondi riri right zvaro. Handioni chakaipa pari.
Okay, makatotanga kuishandisa here?
Ai, ini zvangu handisati ndambotibata pari zvino.
Okay.
Aha.
Muri ku Botswana?
Yeah, ndiri muBotswana yezvinezvi.
Kuvana sipateleni, I remember makore apfuura vanga vakazara kuBotswana ikoko. Havasati vaonekwa here nekuya kweBondi uko?
Vana
sipateleni?
Ehe, so far havasati vaonekwa zvavo, but vachatozowanda nokuti izvezvi zvakutomanikidza munhu kuti achinje mari handiti. Bozi, uyesera wachikwanisa kurichinja at any place, but Bondi manje unotofanira kungorisiya kuZimbabwe ikoko.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa tinotenda vasipanda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Dambudziko raro chete Bondi nderekuti vanhu havana shuwa naro nokuti haiziyo mari chaiyo chaanditi. Saka vanhu havana confidence nekuda kwekuti takamboshandisa mabhiera cheki paya, saka vanhu vanotongofungidzirwa pamwe iro richazopera pedzisira rangofanana nebhiera cheki.
Saka imimi munombotuma here mari kumusha?
Mari ndotombotumira zvakanyanya.
Okay, saka munotumira sei?
Ndoshandisa Western Union.
Oh.
Western Union yacho ipapo ndambowafonera nhasi inonzi chi Western Union MoneyGram. Ndichida kubvunza kuti saka kana munhu katumira mari kana akuipiwa ikoko, anowana here mari yake yese nemazim dollar kana ne US dollar kana kuti panenge papinda bondi? Asi mafoni avanga achinetsa. Pane zvamanzwa here pa exchange rate?
So far hapana zvandati ndanzwa, but ndongotarisira kuti US dollars richa vachange vachinja nema US dollars, ndokutarisira kwedu. Asi nokufambawo kwenguva, because US richapedzisira risipo munyika. Zvinoreva kuti pakupedzisira richazongopedzisira vachitingotambirawo ari mabondi notiya.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Tongai nekupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa, ndinotenda zvikuru.
Aha, that was Tongai Sipanda from Botswana giving the bond notes a thumbs up uti alungile amabond notes. Utongai uvumelana labanye abalaleli lapha. Sikhangele umbiko othunyelwe nguThompson Masendeke. Hanzi nava Thompson Masendeke, zvakanaka kuva nezvenyu. Vari kufara vamasendeke peshi. Tsikada ari kuti kuda kana kusada motoita zviripo bondi chete. Pana mukoma tinawo Gwarinda, hanzi mabondi akanakisa. Tisikangele umthokozisi Zikali uti akukho nto esingayitsho ngoba imali le ifakwe ngenkani. Sikhangele njalo umlayezo ovela kumgcini Nxumalo uZwide uthi yena yimali enhle kakhulu, sithenga ngayo kungelahlupho njalo yenza 1:1 le US dollar. Ungafuna nokuyo ungadi. Ngumgcini lo sikhangele incwadi evela ku Masiluphuthi uthi asilani ndaba lakho lokhu ngoba akwengezeleli imisebenzi, kuyarholwa ngubani asisebenzi? Idola kungenzeka libe ngukabonwa, kuzasala kuyibond note yayiphi imali, kugcina sokuyizim currency okuzokwenza ukuthi kuchiyane irate okuqale ngayo kwezinye imali. ngumasilo puthi lo imbiko esisanda ibala ke ivela kubalaleli bethu beyithumela ngenkundla yeFacebook. Sipende kwe kuwe dokotela Moyo. Okhona ungathanda ukuchazisela abalaleli kahle kahle ukuba na kuchiyene ngapi i-bond note le mali irregular currency esiyazi.
I-bond note imali ekhaftwe nguhulumende weZimbabwe kuphela ukuthi abantu bathenge ngayo ekusweleni imali eye-US, i-US dollar. Baqinisile abathi bona bayayamukela. Lami ngiyayamukela sibili. Ngoba nxa uhleli eZimbabwe ungowezimbabwe i-US dollar ungalayo kodwa ufuna ukuthi uyethenga esitolo udle labantwana, mbona kulula nxa ibhondi ikhona uthi wena sibhondi ongahamba uyethenga okufana lokuthi usebenzise i-US dollar uthole okufanayo emagrosa kumbe ngaphi esitolo. Now uDubo kumbe ngithi mina umahluko suyilokho ukuthi bona labo bantu abalempahla ezikhona lapho elithenga khona, bona lapho abathenga khona kumbe ngithi mina abawoda khona ngaphandle kweZimbabwe kufanele basebenzise izimali zawona lawo mazwe. For instance, eBotswana basebenzisa ipula, eSouth Africa basebenzisa iRand, oh kumbe eZambia basebenzisa iKwacha. Now ukuze uthenge iRand yeSouth Africa ema-banks angikwazi kumbe kuyavunyelwa. Angithi uyabona ukuthi uhulumende kakachasisi kuhle ukuthi imali le ihamba okunganani against amanye ama-currencies esakhelane lawo njengabopula laborandi. Esikwaziyo njengoba ngisizwa ukuthi it equates i-US dollar 1:1. Yikho engikwaziyo ukuthi kanti-ke kurandi-ke, kanti njalo futhi ama-banks angaphandle aye-South Africa, for instance, azayamukela yini ibhondi njengemali esisetshenziswa engatrade abangatrade layo. Kodwa-ke ngokuzwisisa kwami yokuthi ibhondi le it only circulates eZimbabwe, nowhere else. Angithi uyabona, yikho futhi ngiphindele ekuthini kuza kwenza ukuthi ibhondi yakhona yona leyo njengoba iphiwa abantu kancane kancane ama-withdrawals ema-banks. Ngoba the whole concept, I understand, kufakwe i-200 million i-US dollar. And then, ba printa another 200 million of ama-bonds. That makes it 1:1. But the problem, ezaba khona, i-US dollar yona liyana, njengoba sisithi ukuthi, i-black market is coming up. It will be depleted. Abantu, they are going to hold. Bazagcina ama-US dollar abo. Basebenzisa ama-bond. So, ihulumende, it won't receive those dollars, the US dollars that are supposed to be going back to the coffers, you know, in a free market. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the main problem, is our point.
And that's a very important point there being raised by Dr. Moyo. Mm. The government has said this currency is 1:1, yeah, with the US dollar.
Yeah.
But we have a multi-currency basket in Zimbabwe. We have the pula, we have the South African rand, we have the Chinese currency.
Yeah.
So how do they how does the this currency way compared to the South African rand, to the Botswana pula, you know, to all the other currencies that are in the basket, you know, that we are using currently in Zimbabwe. The government has not, you know, set any exchange rate as they have done with the US dollar. And I think that's a big problem there.
Could it be, Dr. Edwin, because the Reserve Bank has said 1:1, so every other currency is to be like the bond note?
Well, who determines that South Africa has to have the equivalence of 1:1 to whether it's the bond note or whatever? I think the South Africans determine, the South African market determines the weight of their rand versus the world market. And the same applies to Botswana pula. You know, when you take your Botswana pula, you take it to South Africa, perhaps it's even more, it has more value than the rand. That's a known fact. You take it to anywhere in the world, even the United Kingdom or wherever the market determines the exchange rate. All those currencies are there. But the question we have in Zimbabwe is, how about the bond? Where is it going to be? Well, we know it's a local, it's a domestic bond note. Anything said to be a bond, it's not really money. It's not the money that you can take across and say, okay, I can use this. It's just a bond, which is bonded in Zimbabwe. I think that's very important to understand.
Please do stay on the line, Dr. Moyo. Si tate umlaleli mischi tinani kogubindura.
Stalon.
Hello, Vastalon kubindura. Anzi runare rwavo. We are having problems with Zimbabwean lines. I think I'm sure guys at Econet, Telecel, and Net One are listening. Your lines, your network is very horrible. You know, for the longest period ever, for the best part of this year, you know, penetrating Zimbabwe has been a big problem. And I hope you are taking note and doing something about it. It's for your own benefit and, of course, to the benefit of every Zimbabwean who may want to connect with friends and relatives back in Zimbabwe. Si kubeke konapo ngengxoxo yethu, Dokotela Moyo. Isishoni yasenelisa kanje?
Ngakhulu, I'm Zimbabwean in full.
Aha, aywa, tinotenda Dr. Moyo. Ndambobvunza nerurimi rwendevele. Ndakandichiti inini ibasa raniko kupa mari chiremerera? Ibasa remamakets, ibasa rehurumende kana kuti ibasa reRBZ se zvatukuona zvakaitika?
Sezo ndambotaura kuti international markets, ma markets ndiwo anodetermina ruremero rwemari, be it in South Africa, be it in Botswana, kwese kwese currency inodetermina nema markets. MuZimbabwe problem yatinayo is number one, our exports.
Dr. Moyo, ni mumbata mromo ipapo. Timboenda kuna Jim Kunaga, fone yake isati ya kata futi, Jim Kunaga of ZANU PF. Mkoma Jim, tinomu gamuchira zvekare?
yo mambenge mandi bhutirei
aiwa anambo kubvisa kashamari runare rwako hameno zva kuti zviri kufamba sei every time kana uri pachirongo hameno zvinoitika
zvini munondikata
aiwa uri shamari yedu tozoukatirei ngati taure vamwe vari kuti hongo
kandemire
aiwa kandemire shamari yako anozoukatirei okay ngati taure nyaya shamari hanzi nevamwe hongo mabond notes akanaka chaizvo tinomagamuchira asi vamwe vari kuti haiwa apa makanganisa vanhu vezanu pf mapererwa nemazano uri kuti chiine mashoko aya
problem dambudziko rataita revamwe vanhu muno munyika zvino zvose vanokuda ngopoliticize the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe haine chekuita nepolitical party saka kuti titi zanu pf yapererwa I think it's wrong uye hatingati yapererwa ivo vatombokwanisa kuita zvinhu zvinoita kuti mari inge ichitenderera munyika why can't we give time kune mamezures atorwa nerbz tione kuti pane shanduko here ingavapo pakutenderera kwemari munyika kana pasinazvo vanhu mozotaura kwete kuti chinhu chichatanga mobva matotanga kuchicriticisa musati mamboona kuti chaudza maresults akadii handifunge kuti ipapo pakajeka
asi isofa zvamuri kuona pane zvachinja here nekuuya kwebond note uku pavanhu vachiri kuchema nemari vari kuti aiwa mari haizi kubatika pane zvachinja here semaonero enyu zvamuri kuona ukuharara ikoko
zvingabva zvanzi zvachinja here nemaawas vakomana totadii kupa svondo tione kuti machinzi anoramba ariko here mari yakabuda nezuva ndekuti pamwe haisati yatosvika kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzenyika vanhu maakutotanga kuti tida kuona shanduko ipapapa hatadii kumbopawo mukana nguva yakati rebei totizotanga kukomenda kuti zvakaipa here kana kuti zvakanaka
We find kuti a lot of people vari kutya you know there's a lot of a lot of people who are afraid they're embracing our bond not could at least to kona zvekudya I see a lot of people in business vari kutya nokuti we are finding out that the currency is already started changing in terms of my black markets people are already buying the US dollar I mean buying the US dollar with 13 bond notes saka imimi mukuti we should give it a chance but already these are the signs that are showing and people already are unsettled kuti what is tomorrow going to be like is it not because panga pane already a trend ya yakambosetwa kare so one vakuona that same trend ichiuya
and before muchipindura ipapo mukoma Jim nezuro pane vamwe vari kuti petrol kana uchiitenga nebond note yakanga ichikosta $1.46 asi kana uchiitenga neus dollar yakanga iri $1.31 diesel ranga richiita $16 kana uchiritenga nebond note rakanga richiita $1.29 hakuziko kutadza kwebond note ikoko here mukoma kunaka
iwai ndo vanozimanyepo chaiwo nekuti inini ndinototengawo fuel ka ndinofambawo nemota bhondi neus zviri kungofambirana ukada kutenga neus kana fuel yanga ichiita $26 uri kungomupa mari iri kungoenderana $26 saka izvi zvekuzoti hangu mapuraizi asiyana vanhu vakutoreta manyepo yevanhu vari kuda chete kuti bhondi noti risashanda asi chokwadi chiri pagiraundi ndechekuti handina kumboona pachinja mapuraizi efuweni uye nyaya yekuti vanhu vari kutya bhizinesi handakuzasisa vabva mukutaura ava kuti iwo vari muzimbabwe here kana kuti kwete
What is Zimbabwe? Tanzania ahead vari muZimbabwe tatonzwa vamwe vachitotaura kuti vari kutya kuti vari kubva ku ehe ku South Africa uku vane zvinhu zvekutengesa
ndimboona chiri kuchinisa nekuti nhasi ndatotenderera ndaona vamwe vanga vachiita business ravo vachitofarira bond noti iroro kuti vanhu vanga vachitenga naro nekuti all along tanga tichiitika ndokekuti munhu waigona kusvikara wakatovhura shopu yako wogoshaya munhu anoya kuzoto.
Muchiripo here mukoma kunaka? Halo, vakunaka? Ndofunga foni yavo yaita zviya zvakare. Si penduke kuwe dokotela Moyo, ungatini ngamazwika ababu kunaka?
No, babu kunaka, I think he is right from his perspective. Ngoba yena khangelele emuntini osekhaya njengoba nanjilo ukuthi xa uvela usekhaya, this is the best thing that could happen. Ngoba iUS dollar inzima ukuthi itholakale ekhaya. Kodwa ngenxa ongathola icurrency which is equivalent to iUS dollar ozayisebenzisa njalo, which is readily available, ungayathenga ngayo. It's much better than to wait until you get that US dollar level ingabonakali. So abantwana bazalala bedlile uzahamba uyethenga esitolo. Kodwa-ke iproblem ekhona ukuthi it's like a disease that you see emntwaneni isiza. For instance, ngapha kumbe e-West Africa okade kule Ebola, you see the symptoms of Ebola uthi wena hhayi hawu umuntu sesengcono kathesi hhayi what is ikhangela ukuthi, but you know ukuthi i-Ebola is leading to death. That's the same situation I think we are seeing where we are heading. While at least there is a reprieve at the moment, ukuthi hhayi i-bond ikhona sizathenga, but it's going down the hill very fast. Okokuthi at the end ama-bond notes onala ayagcina esengaseyiwo ukuthiwa they are equivalent to a US dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the big problem is going to be. I was going to explain, and I was going that in Shona. You see, I mean, Zimbabwe inofanira kuita ma exports. Kutumira nombi kunedzimwe nyika. Kutengesa nekutengeserana. That's where we are lacking. If we were making more exports than imports, at least we are at a healthy situation. We won't run out of US dollars. And it is. But now that we don't have exports, what we have, the limitations of the US dollars that are being taken out so quicker than we can manage them, it creates a situation, a scenario where the government has no alternative to cushion up the coffers for the people to survive. That's what it's doing now.
And on that note, Dr. Moyo, let's leave it there. We have run out of time. But it was a pleasure having you on, and we look forward to having you more on this program. I would like also to thank Jim Kunaka of ZANU-PF and Gifty Siziba of the Tajamuka Movement. Good evening, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Good evening, Zimbabwe, and thank you for being with us. I'm Chioneso Ojani.